For a long moment he didn't move. Then he gently laid the blaster on the ground beside him, like in some somber ritual. He paused, then gripped the dead ant and dragged it to the side. He sat back on his heels and stared. It had not been a corpse he had fallen upon. Not then. And the blaster fire had not been, after all, harmless. Gently, carefully, he picked up Terra's armored arm and laid it across the gaping, smoldering hole in the center of her faceplate. "Damn," he said softly. It took him 6 more hours to travel 8 kilometers westward, for the terrain rose treacherously, and there were many ants. He had only 49% power remaining. There were no blaze bombs left. Idly, he wondered why he didn't care. He sat down in a sand drift and machine-like, engine-like, went through a communication check. For diversion, he decided to try the ship's beacon first. Nothing. Next came the emergency frequency. Nothing. Last came the command channel. Unexpectant, unhopeful, and frankly bored by it all, he keyed it on. As if in response, the ground suddenly rocked beneath him from a tremendous explosion less than 500 meters away. Before the rumbling echo could die, he heard, clear as a bell, a man's bitter voice saying, "I don't care about it, goddammit! You hear me? I don't care! And I ain't fighting ants any goddamn more! Fuck Earth, anyway!" Felix stood up. He looked in the direction of the explosion, at the distant and majestic spire. He smiled. He was no longer alone. He began to run toward the west, toward the knuckle. The bands were jammed with a hopeless overload of garbled voices. There were frantic exchanges between warriors, impatient officers' directives, sergeants' flat commands. Underlying each was a growing tone of panic. It had been a sporadic chord when Felix first detected it. Now he heard it everywhere, a faint coating. War sounds were also constant, rumbling, thunderous waves of noise, occasionally punctuated by another of those heart-stopping blasts that had first told him where he was. After each of these, the chattering would cease for several seconds, and despite himself, Felix would each time envision all having been killed by it. Then, seconds later, the chattering would begin again, a little more desperately.